Two or three evenings each week, I would steal down to Heffelbauer's and revel in his back room. That was my only joy. I began to rise early and hurry through my work that I might spend more time in my haven. In no other place could I throw off my habit of extracting humorous ideas from my surroundings. Peter's talk left me no opening, had I besieged it ever so hard. Under this influence, I began to improve in spirits. It was the recreation from one's labor which every man needs. I surprised one or two of my former friends by throwing them a smile and a cheery word as I passed them on the street. Several times I dumbfounded my family by relaxing long enough to make a jocose remark in their presence. I had so long been ridden by the incubus of humor that I seized my hours of holiday with a schoolboy's zest. My work began to suffer. It was not the pain and burden to me that it had been. I often whistled at my desk and wrote with far more fluency than before. I accomplished my tasks impatiently, as anxious to be off to my helpful retreat as a drunkard is to get to his tavern. My wife had some anxious hours in conjecturing where I spent my afternoons. I thought it best not to tell her. Women do not understand these things. Poor girl, she had one shock out of it. One day I brought home a silver coffin handle for a paperweight and a fine, fluffy hearse plume to dust my papers with. I loved to see them on my desk and think of the beloved back room down at Heffelbauer's. But Louisa found them and shrieked with horror. I had to console her with some lame excuse for having them, but I saw in her eyes that the prejudice was not removed. I had to remove the articles, though, at double-quick time.